is Stefan Verstappen. He is the author of The Art of Urban Survival and The 36 Strategies of Ancient China. And your new book is called A Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. And it's a guide to advanced means and methods of the warrior's way. And your websites are, did I already give those websites? I did.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. We do have a caller on the line, but I do want you to finish your story about the MP calling you and what happened.
Well, anyways, Pierre is running for re-election. He wants to he's doing a tour, and he wants to come by and see what we've done. He wants to come to the coffee house that we set up and attend one of the concerts, you know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. The next day, we were shut down. The government shut us down. So, to this day, no one knows.
Well, I think I know why.
Cut our funding.
Because it was working.
Because it was working, yes, I know, you get it, Deanna, you know, because we were never given an explanation, but here's the thing, at that time we were making $100 a week, which was good money. We did all this on a budget of $30,000 a year, right? Now, there's all kinds of government agencies that are supposed to be providing services that do nothing. They don't do anything. And so, you know, we were so successful in such a short period of time that we even attracted—
I had to get rid of you.
They had to get rid of us. And again, that's the government. They don't want you. You know, so this is why I've always been, you know, a great promoter of community activities. And, you know, like Obama's supposed to be a community organizer. Yeah.
I was thinking about him when you said that. And I thought,
I know what a community organizer, they actually do things productively. And they it's a wonderful, and that's where we need to get back to, because the government, as soon as they step in, it all turns to shit, you know.
Okay.
But anyways, that's the story about...
Okay. All righty. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Chris near Las Vegas. Not in Las Vegas, but near Las Vegas. Chris.
Well, thank you so much, Deanna and Stefan, for all the great provocative and informed information. If I might contribute, I was taking particularly note of your comparators to smiling in your face. Smiling faces sometimes be your friend. And stab you in the back, all that sort of stuff, of our songs that we so love by the Fifth Dimension and others that we've sang for many, many years and been programmed and indoctrinated with. And I ran across a video that I thought was very telling and contributory to your PsyOps Mind Wars of the Sun Tzu's Art of War, of mind warcraft, being that controlling the mind and inventing fear so that you're opponent will give up instead of putting up a fight and be much more efficient to take over was very relevant. And the site is Ruling from the Shadows is the name of the video from StormCloudsGathering.com. It's about a four-part series about Edwin Bernays and Joseph Goebel, Walter Lippmann, and other PsyOps mind control warriors who practice these memetics or Mimi ticks, where they suck your brain out and infect it and inject it with a new contagion of disinformation to deprogram and reprogram you.
Yeah. Yes, I'm familiar with the site, and I did watch those videos.
I had a feeling you probably were, and I imagine Deanna is, and a lot of her listeners will also find them most intriguing. The one that caught my breath quite so impactably was the one where they hired the beautiful models from the ad agencies. Of course, Bernays claimed he didn't have anything to do with it, except for maybe hiring the ad agencies, to spontaneously light up torches of freedom to free the women from the slavery of their men's control. And it was a very effective campaign to reduce and to increase the sales for the tobacco companies of cigarettes to women who had been prior diametrically opposed to taking on such a nasty habit.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. And those are good videos. I'd recommend everybody to watch them. And Ruling from the Shadows is actually, I don't know if they took it from Sun Tzu, but it's certainly reflected in Sun Tzu, in that he describes that the best ruler is one who is not seen to rule. right? So, and it's a very common strategy, in Chinese philosophy, and that is to rule from behind the scenes, rule from the shadows. That's exactly the tactic. So, and even I think Confucius or Confucius also wrote the same thing, that the best rulers are ones that aren't seen to rule. So that's a very common theme in Chinese philosophy or political philosophy, certainly.
And that's our deep, dark, black state of the militant industrial complex that we are so loved of these days. It brought us Pizzagate and Blackwater and the Kraft and academia. So thank you so very, very much, Deanna, for having such an intellectual and well-informed writer and guest to bless us with today. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, thanks, Chris, for calling in.
Thank you, Chris. All righty. Yes. He always has a lot of good things to say.
Yeah, he seems to know what's going on.
Yep. So anyway, callers, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. We welcome your calls and your comments and questions. Another one that you have, another title in your... I like this book, I really do, because it's very concise. Kill with a Borrowed Sword.
Yeah, you don't use your own resources. We see this in business, right? There's a certain group that does business, and they have a very common saying on their group is that you don't invest your own money, right? You always use somebody else's money into your business. And this is kill with a borrowed sword. So in finance, what this is you get other investors, and you get loans, and you get banks. And then, you know, if you make money, you make money. Then you get a part of it. But if you lose money, you don't lose money. All your investors lose money. So, you know, our whole, economic structure is set up exactly that way. All these Wall Street traders, I mean, they don't use their money. You know, Goldman Sachs and Deloitte Touche, I think they're out of business now, and the rest of them, they don't use their money. They use the teacher's pension, the teacher's union pension, or the firefighter's retirement pensions. That's the money they use for all their gambling. And that's so when they make money, they, you know, pay themselves millions of dollars in bonuses and all that. But when they lose money, well, the government has to bail them out, or all the teachers, well, you're shit out of luck on your pension, you know. So, kill with a borrowed sword means to appropriate the resources of somebody else. It's a parasitic type of strategy. You know, you don't go out and fight the battle yourself. You get somebody else to do it. So in finance, it's get somebody else's money. In combat or in warfare, it's you get somebody else to be the foil, you know, for your you sucker him into being on the front line and taking the first shots.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. You stand at the back or in your office somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like Eisenhower.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he was with his girlfriend, Summersby. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Another chapter, Loot a Burning House. Okay, that we already talked about that one. Creating something from nothing. To win victory in battle, the leader must know how to use both direct and indirect methods. The interplay between direct and indirect methods generates countless tactics.
Yeah, that's a complicated strategy, and it applies really much more to warfare, but it can also apply to business and society as well. But this is about being like quick on your feet. You really have to be able to adapt quickly to changing circumstances. And every time circumstance changes and you need to adapt, you also need to devise a new strategy to take advantage of the changing circumstances. So for this type of strategy to work, you really got to be smart. You got to be ruthless and very, very cunning, you know. So that's a difficult strategy. But the other one, create something from nothing, is exactly what it states. The best example of create something from nothing that we can see in our society is the Federal Reserve, right?
Mm-hmm.
Money from nothing. I mean, it's just make it up. Just print off these pieces of paper, and through that, you can control the world. You can print as many pieces of paper all from nothing. So that's a great strategy, and we are a victim of it, and it's called the Federal Reserve System.
Sure. Wow. And we talked about this already, but I just love this title, Borrow a Corpse to Raise the Spirit. And we've talked about that with the babies being thrown out of their incubators and whatnot. The Germans cutting off the Belgian children's hands in World War One. I mean, all you have to do is tell an atrocity story and bang, you're going to get people to come to your aid to go and kill these people.
Right. Yeah. Borrow the corpse to raise the spirit really applies to, you take something that's already outdated and antique. And you revive it. But as a pretense from which you can then, you know, use your cunning and your strategy to find an advantage. Let me give an example. Borrow the corpse to raise the spirit. Take something that's long since dead, revive it in order to use it as a front to, you know, work some other strategy. And we can see that now with the flat earth movement. You know, the flat earth has been dead for, you know, hundreds of years. Nobody believes the earth is flat anymore. And look, it's been revived. And now it's sort of permeated the whole alternative media field. And there's, you know, websites that used to be somewhat credible in reporting political and social activities have been kind of tainted with this influx of these wacko theories about, you know, the flat earth. I'm sorry, I don't believe the flat earth, you know. But that's a classic example of borrow the corpse. Take something that's dead and revive it and use that. We can even see that in the alien phenomenon. I mean, what they're reviving is the old demonology stuff, you know, demons from before it was from another level of hell, but now they're from another level of space. It's the same sort of thing. And what it's meant to do is just confuse people, trouble the waters, you know, poison the well. That's what they're doing with that.
Okay. Another tactic or strategy, never directly attack a well-entrenched opponent. Instead, lure him away from his stronghold and separate him from his source of strength.
Yeah, that is probably the number one military strategy every general should know. And even, you know, Clausewitz wrote about that.
Right.
All the great military strategists knew this. This is 101 strategy. Strategy 101. And yet, World War One, you know, they sat there in trenches for 4 years, slaughtering each other in the mud completely. And that's what I couldn't understand, because I was researching it for this book. I'm going, everybody knows that you don't get into a trench and just sit there for 4 years and shoot at each other. This is insanity. And it was then that I realized that the generals were doing this on purpose to kill their own men. The American generals, you know, the big General Pershing, that
psychic. Oh, he was a
He was a piece of work, wasn't he? He was
Yes, he was.
And he sent the boys in to attack in a fortified position, knowing that the armistice
was
for 3 hours. And he killed how many more? Another 1,500 kids?
Exactly.
You know, 17-year-old farm boys from Iowa having their heads blown off because this asshole, you know, wants to have a little bit more blood on his hands. He wasn't quite satisfied with the slaughter.
It's terrible.
And now he's got a statue in West Point. You know, this is the lunacy.
It's terrible. Terrible. And, of course, that's what people are doing now. That's what the generals are doing now.
And that's what they're doing now. So never attack an entrenched fortified position. Of course not. You know, the guys in the castle, you know, all those sieges, these castle sieges, almost never did they ever go over the wall and kill these people. What you do is you sit outside and you starve them out. That's the way they've always done it. So World War One and Two and this and that. And the same thing with Iwo Jima and the other islands there that they got bogged down and they were huge slaughterhouses. None of that was necessary. They could have blockaded. They controlled the air. They controlled the sea. They could have starved those Japanese out in a year and a half, and they would all have surrendered or died of starvation. There was no reason to kill all those young American boys for nothing. And the thing is, like I said, this is strategy 101. These generals knew this. And they let all these boys die for nothing, for nothing. That's how I knew. That's when I started to go, what kind of mentality could do that? And then I came across psychopathy, and I started researching into psychopathy because I needed to understand how these generals could kill their own men like that.
Sure.
And it's because they're psychopaths.
Sure.
And that's what started my whole research into psychopaths. And
wow.
Yeah. No,
well,
strategy.
You only had one general in World War One that was worth anything, and that was Smedley Butler. who wrote War's Racket. Anyway, we do have a phone call, caller. Let's take Fred in Iowa. Fred, welcome.
Yeah, hi, Deanna and Stefan.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, I got a lot to say so people will understand where I'm coming from.
Okay, go ahead.
I tuned in about 50 minutes ago, and it's a damn good show. You're covering a lot of things. You're covering all the symptoms. Now, I'm going to make two statements about myself, and the first thing that enters your mind, where do you think I'm coming from? Here's the first one. I believe that a man should be the head of the household. Number two is I believe in separatism. Now, give me what you think where I'm coming from, would you please?
It sounds like a traditional viewpoint.
Yeah, sounds traditional to me.
Yeah.
Sounds reasonable.
Okay,
I don't find it radical, shocking, no.
Pardon?
I do not find that it's radical in any way, no. I think it's traditional. Men should be the head of the household. I mean, in conjunction with women. Oh, my God. You know, when you know, those of us that have experienced normal relationships, you know, there's no guy's ruler and all. It's a team effort. You know, the man is the head in terms of providing for the household and protecting the household. And in that case, he's the head of it. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, why should the head of the household? Where do you get that mindset, that thought from?
I don't know. What do you think?
Deanna, I'll answer that question in a second here. Deanna, where do you get the idea or the thought that the man should be the head of the household?
That was the way I was indoctrinated.
Indoctrinated by whom and what?
Well, probably, you know, I grew up in kind of a non-traditional family. At least I figured out that it was non-traditional after I was no longer kind of a part of it. But I think that it's a Christian tradition that the man is supposed to be the head of the woman. But I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it is traditional, and what it implies. Well, because he's stronger, he is more capable of protect all those things that Stefan talked about before, of protecting the home, of fortifying the home, of making a living, that kind of thing.
Okay, I'll answer Stefan's question and yours. That comes from the Bible.
Yes, I know. Okay, we're going to
hold me over?
Yeah, we'll hold you over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
And our guest is Stefan Verstappen. And let me just share a fact with you that one of my good friends Skyped me. World War One was started on Good Friday, April 6, 1917, as far as the United States goes. Ironic, right?
Yeah, unless you know what the churches are really about, then it's not ironic at all, you know.
Wow. Okay. Fred, you were talking, said that it was from the Bible, and that's true. However, I believe that characteristically, that men and women have inherent characteristics that make them more suitable to function in a particular way. I think that a mother, a woman, can rear her rear children and teach them, and should teach them, the basics, teach them what they need to know in order to be, not that a father does not contribute, but I think that each male and female have inherent characteristics that make them best at what they do. And that doesn't have anything to do with the Bible. That's just the way that we are created, the way that we are, because men and women are different.
Well said. This is an extraordinary program. I didn't want to go off on another. I got too much to cover, and I have a limited. I know. Okay. I will cover what you said, Deanna. After the fall of Adam and Eve, where does the important job go to? Man is the head of the household, but the important job was given to the woman, and that was the raising and the teaching of children. So therefore, with my beliefs in the Bible, thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Bible, women were given the more important job, but man was to be the head of the household. Get back to Stephen's question about what he asked me. It's from the Bible. And the answer to your question, it's not tradition, Deanna. It is, thus saith the word. But here I want to go on. For 3 years and 1 month, I've been trying to get this out, and it's caused a lot of flack, and I'll have to explain this after I say it.
We have very limited time, and we do have other callers.
I know, but this is important. Okay, I've tried to get out the first beast of Revelation, who it is, and the second beast of Revelation, and who it is, that gives his power unto the first beast. And the false prophet.
Okay. Fred, sorry to interrupt, Fred, but I think we should move on because this is not a show about Bible philosophy, you know. And
exactly.
It's good for another time, another place, you know.
Exactly. Okay. Fred,
thanks for calling in, though. Much appreciated.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye, Fred. Okay, let's take Gather from Oklahoma. Gaither, I'm sorry. It's spelled Gather, so.
Yeah,
okay, Gaither, I'm sorry. You need to have an I in there. G-A-I. Gaither.
Yes, that's what my name is. G-A-I-T-H-E-R.
Oh, okay, so it's G-A-I.
It's actually, Gautier. It's Gautier, but it's in English.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, my name's actually Gautier Bouvier, so, but anyway, okay. But, in English.
You must be Acadian.
Or Huguenot a little bit. But anyway, I was going to get your opinion, Stephen. See, I have neighbors, and you do that neighborhood block party deal, and everyone brings out what the neighborhood problems are, and I said, you know, the older kids need to slow down on the sidewalk with the little kids. And we have this one prominent rabbi guy. He stands up and goes, well, we want to thank our little Christian family for bringing this to our attention. And just blew right over it. You know, it's not a big major deal. So then, he's my next-door neighbor. So then, just the other day, they were out there getting out of the car, and they went back from their church or whatever. And I said, oh, how's my Semitic family? Oh, do you want to hold me over?
Yes, Gaither. We will hold you over. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12/24/36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12/24/36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And Stefan Verstappen is our guest, and his websites are urbansurvivalstrategies.com and chinastrategies.com. And we are talking to Gaither in Oklahoma. Gaither?
All right. Anyway, Megan's story is they did the little little Christian family at the picnic, and so they're giving a driveway, and the government said, well, how's my little Semitic family, you know? Boy, that guy was waved his arms as I got Maggie ran over. He goes, hey, man, we don't like being called that. They go, what do you mean? I said, ever since I've become a Holocaust denier, I get called it all the time. He goes, well, we're Ashkenazi. We're Caucasian. We're from the Caucasoid. I said, oh, well, how do you guys end up with all this land out there in the middle of the Middle East? He goes, well, that's just the Bible. And I'm going, oh. And he goes, but we don't call us that. And I go, oh, okay. So I'm just curious, what's the deal with that? Is there a special set? Well, or am I missing the picture? What do you think, Stefan? I'll take the answer off, all right? Thank you, bye.
Well, I'm not sure what the question is. I mean, everybody has in-group preferences. This is natural biology. The same thing with Frank, with the head of the household, and it comes from the Bible. Well, it comes from the Bible, comes from the Quran, it comes from the Buddhist sutras. It's biology. You know, that's human nature, and the same thing with different groups. What we people in the West have made a mistake, especially with all this immigration and these liberal attitudes, is we don't understand that the people we are letting in have in-group preferences. So you know, we'll let all these people into the country and they are in it for themselves. They're not in it for us. And so the results of that are going to be that they're going to try and exploit their environment like every other group does. And so, well, it's difficult, you know. People should be with their own people because I know it sounds terrible. Everybody's got this diversity is our strength nonsense, but it's not. I mean, study after study has shown that diversity is not a strength. It's a weakness. It will destroy society. It destroys social cohesion. And why? Well, because it's basic behavior. It's primate behavior. It's animal behavior. It's so intrinsic to our nature. I mean, it's the result of, you know, a million years of evolution. This is how we developed as a species, you know, that we favor our own against the rest, against competitors. And so if you have a group that's in your neighborhood that's from a different tribal, has different tribal connections, well, it's not going to be surprising that they're going to look after their own. And that's the way things are. That's just a basic human nature.
Of course, if the military wasn't bombing all of these countries to smithereens, people wouldn't have to flee.
No, I mean, yeah, exactly. You know, like I don't have anything against these people. You know, thing is, you know, like we know that it'd be far cheaper to pay for them in their own countries. You know, it would be a lot cheaper for us to build houses in Syria and ship food to Syria than to bring them over into this country because, first of all, you know, the cost of living is so much different. You know, to feed one Syrian family in the United States, you could probably feed 50 Syrian families in Syria, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, this whole thing of immigration is somehow benefiting. It benefits nobody. It doesn't benefit the people that come in. And it doesn't, a few of them to some degree. It doesn't benefit us that are hosting them. And it doesn't benefit the countries they're coming from. It'd be far better to pay for them to build their own houses. It'll provide jobs and income and things like that. I mean,
well, you know, they had jobs, they had income, they had houses until they were bombed.
Mm-hmm. So if we could, you know, stop getting suckered into all these supporting the, but you know what, the government just goes ahead and does it now anyways. There's no, you know, Congress is supposed to sign off on a war. They've been fighting wars now for 30 years. Congress never signed off on any of it. They just went ahead and did it, you know.
Sure.
And we've just sat back and went, oh, well, if they're going to do that, I guess they're going to do it. No, look, we got to open our mouths and speak out about these things, you know, because they're just going ahead and doing it. They're lunatics. The lunatics are in charge. That's why they're bombing these poor people. You know, I mean, yeah, if we didn't bomb them, we wouldn't have this problem.
Sure.
We wouldn't have this problem if it wasn't for a certain state that got plunked right down in the middle of them all and has been agitating and radicalizing all the local tribes and religions and just causing the whole strategy like we heard before, you know.
Sure. Now, Gaither mentioned something, too, about how did they get the idea? I think he said this. How did they get the idea that that land belonged to them? God didn't give that land to the tribe. Britain did.
Yeah.
Quite illegally.
Yeah. So, I mean, what the hell is it of Britain's business to go around giving away Middle Eastern countries? I mean,
exactly.
Who the hell do these goddamn people think they are? You know,
sure.
That would be like me saying, okay, well, you know, I got a friend that really wants your dining room set, Deanna. Give it to him. You know, like, I mean,
how about your dining room? How about your whole house?
Yeah, how about your whole house? Okay, get out. I got some friends who are going to move in. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, sure. It's madness. And then this whole thing, well, God gave it to him. Oh, please. You know, the Bible is...
Somebody said in the chat room, diversity means chasing down the last white person.
No, absolutely. Yeah, no, this is all part of a white genocide program. Yeah. the immigration and the lower birth and the feminism too. So women are working at jobs instead of staying home and having kids, you know. And white people can't afford to have kids, you know. We're too busy paying welfare payments to those that sit at home and pop out six kids at a time. I mean, it's all madness. But yes, it is aimed at destroying white people. Absolutely.
Well, the whole women's movement was a CIA operation. Gloria Steinem was CIA. She was recruited right from college, and that was her job.
Yeah,
she did it very well.
Yeah. No, that's ultimately, one of the goals of the whole New World Order thing is to, you know, get rid of certainly Western culture, European. I don't like to say white people, it's Europeans, you know.
Sure.
And that they're flooding Europe right now is just, I find it heartbreaking. You know, I traveled all through Europe when I was young. It's beautiful there. The culture.
It is.
You know, I mean, and diversity already was diversity. There were Italians, there were French, there were, you know, they all had their language, their own cultural traditions, their own food. We didn't need any more diversity in Europe. It was already pretty diverse already. But no, it's to destroy European culture because European culture is unique in the world. Now, I've lived in China and I've traveled through North Africa and all through the States, but and Europe, but the other cultures don't have the, for example, China never once invented democracy in its 3,000 years. You know, China has never had freedom. It's always been an imperial tyranny. You know, like if you're poor enough, they don't care. They leave you alone. And so there's a certain amount of freedom in being a peasant. Still you're subject to tax and inscription into the army. But they've never developed the concept of freedom the way Europeans have. And that's why the powers that be want to destroy that, because we're the only people that invented freedom. We're the only people that eradicated slavery. You know, it wasn't Africans that got rid of slavery. It wasn't the Chinese that freed the slaves. It was always Europeans, you know. And because we have this really independence, individualist type of philosophy, it's harder to rule over us, you know. It takes a little bit more work on their part. And that's why they want to get rid of us.
Freeing the slaves. I mean, there was another reason for what you say, freeing the slaves. Because anybody that works for, excuse me, that works for a corporation is more of a slave than the slaves were.
Yeah. No, in the fifth episode of my trilogy on Paradise Stolen, I write about, I speak about why we are poor. And the reason we are poor is because the government takes 80% of your income. I know it's hard to believe, but I did the math over and over again. The total take from the government, because it's not just your income tax, it's also sales tax and what's called an embedded tax, and also the cost of compliance. And these are all taxes on taxes on taxes. And when you add them all up, it amounts to about 80%. Now,
and inflation.
Inflation, because that's going to be the sixth episode, because I, at the end of this one, I say, and it gets worse, there's more, and inflation. So when you compare this, I compare this to Robin Hood, you know, and evil King John and the tax collectors, you know, that Robin Hood was defending the poor peasants against the evil tax collectors. And finally, England did rise up in rebellion against King John because he had raised the tax from 10% to 15%. This was enough to cause, you know, the peasants to rebel, and they forced him to sign the Magna Carta, which is the basis for the Constitution. So this was 15%. So medieval peasants paid less than we do in taxes. You know, we don't have a Robin Hood. You know, we need a few. But they rose up in rebellion for paying a tenth of the tax that we pay. A tenth. Plus, they had 2 months holidays a year for religious holidays and national holidays. And do you know anybody that's got 2 months holidays a year? Yeah, not me. I don't know anybody that can take 2 months off a year. This is medieval dark age peasants were better off than we are now. So we are slaves. We are. Make no mistake about it.
Absolutely. Yes. Somebody in the chat room made a couple of comments. Have you ever noticed that they never say that there are too many Chinese in China or too many blacks in Africa? No, it's only there are too many whites in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's pushing for integration and diversity in China. First of all, the Chinese wouldn't put up for it for a second. I remember when I was living in Taiwan, this was back in the 80s, and there was a little story in the local newspaper that at that time, China was, because they were communists, they were in some cooperation agreement with some Nigeria or some other African country that was, you know, nominally communist. And so they had this student exchange program. And so there were black Africans attending a university in China. And at the end of the year, they had a prom or something like that. And some of these Africans invited Chinese women to come to the dance. Well, this so infuriated the Chinese people that the local villagers rose up with pitchforks and torches and marched on the university, and the People's Liberation Army had to come in there, and they gave all the African students 4 hours to pack their bags, and they were all flown back to Africa. So, wow. So much for diversity and tolerance in communist China.
Sure.
They wouldn't it's interesting. With it for a second. No.
It's interesting. When I was in China in 2007, I was talking to the Chinese guide. I was on a tour, and we were just talking privately, just he and I. And he said, well, you know, the Chinese people themselves are not communist. There's only about 200 communists, and they are the ones that headed the government. So yeah. When we talk, pardon me?
And that own everything.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
No, it's not amazing at all. That's what communism is. It's a very corrupt system in which a few people own everything. I mean, it's completely opposite of the whole claim of, you know, collective wealth and all that. That doesn't happen in the communist. It's, again, the smiling face that hides the dagger. That's communism. They come in there and say, oh, we're going to look after the workers and, you know, equality and all of that. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
And then once they get power, what happens is they own everything and everybody else is dirt poor.
Like in America.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was under before it became more liberalized. But, you know, there were special stores that the Communist Party people can go to and buy, you know, good stuff. You know, and everybody else had to make do with lining up for a week old bread, you know. No, that's the way it works. That's communism. It's just farce. It always has been, and it always will be. That's why all these socialists, they're lunatics. But like that Yuri guy said, you can't convince them otherwise. Once they're that indoctrinated, you cannot deprogram them.
Exactly. Okay, we do have some other callers. Let's take Franklin. Franklin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for taking my call. And your guest had said that they want to destroy pretty much European culture. And I just can't seem to understand why, because European culture brought so much good to humanity. If you look at Asia, and I've been in Asia, you know, child labor, prison labor, indentured servitude still goes on today, especially in the outbacks. Look at Western culture. Look what they brought in. The 8-hour workday, social safety nets. They brought in, you know, a form of representative government. Why would they want to destroy something that brought in so much good for humanity?
Because it brought in so much good for humanity.
It's so evil.
But that's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, you can't understand these people. Why would they kill the golden goose? Because they like killing. Why would they destroy a culture that produced so much good for the world? Because they hate goodness. They're evil. They like to do evil. And when they see good, they want to destroy it. And I know it's insane. It's madness. And that's why the early term for psychopath is moral insanity. They're insane. Morally, they're insane. They want to kill it because it is good. You answered your own question, Franklin.
I thank you so much for explaining. Diana, you have a great guest. I hope he comes on again. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Franklin.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take, got Tom from Utah. Tom, welcome.
Hi, Deanna and Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, Tom.
Deanna's had me on, and I exposed a criminal act by the government. And I wanted to see, I haven't had the opportunity to check with my Canadian brothers and brethren to see if this same thing impacted them. I know this is kind of, out of the blue, but Deanna, you might help it. But anyway, I identified a program put in place to kind of, the general way that I say it is to manipulate the population or manage the population, specifically the poor. So would you go on my website, gassingamerica.com, and call me back and let me know if this impacts Canada.
All righty. Thanks. We're going to a quick break. Be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And our guest today is Stefan Verstappen. He is the author of The Art of Urban Survival. He also wrote The 36 Strategies of Ancient China and A Master's Guide to the Way of the Warrior. His websites are urbansurvivalstrategies.com and chinastrategies.com. Now, what Tom was talking about is that HUD, if you visit his website, gassingamerica.com, HUD actually approved of a construction, the manufacture of mobile homes in which the air is poisoned by design. And this was HUD's design, and it's killing a lot of people. Between 17 and 34 million people in America have been and are at risk to poisoning. And does this happen, or has it happened in Canada? To your knowledge?
To my knowledge, no, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did. But no, the HUD program is completely different. We don't have anything like that here in Canada. But what I can say is that there's a package of indoctrination and programming that consists of education, government, media, music, newspapers. And this package has been implemented the same everywhere. Because I get a lot of people that write to me, and because my prepper background, they want to escape. You know, we all want to get away from this, right?
Sure. Where can we go? What country can we go to? Right.
What country can we go to? Where can we run to? And the thing is, there is nowhere to run to because every country is already infected with this. What we see going on in the United States with the political correctness and the feminism and the immigration and the welfare state and all the indoctrination and the educational system and the media. And the music and the movies and the TV and all that, exactly the same in Sweden, exactly the same in Britain, and the same in Holland, the same in Germany, the same in Australia, the same in Canada, the same in New Zealand. It's been instituted everywhere. I mean, they even have videos of our prime minister saying exactly the same speech as the Australian prime minister. I mean, word for word. I mean, they don't even try to pretend that it's all coming from a different source. It's all coming from one source. So there is nowhere to escape. No. So if it's happening there, probably it's happening here. I don't know about it, but it could be. But we are trapped everywhere. It's all the same. It's scary. There is a one world power. There's a one world government, and they've already pretty much taken control.
Right. Now, I know that there are some countries in South America that seem to be inviting, but like you say, it's going to spread throughout the world. That's why they call it a one-world government, right?
It's already here, folks. We're already
sure.
In.
Sure. Yeah. Yep. Yep. We don't have to wait for it to come. It's already here.
Yep.
Well, thank you so very, very much for being on the program today. I always enjoy talking with you. And learning about psychopathy, and that it has certain characteristics. But I think if you were to name one characteristic, what would that be?
Selfishness. Yeah.
They just think of themselves.
That's all they think about.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Take care, listeners. Talk to you next week.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.